Hi, my name is Lucas. I'm a senior at Cal, and since entering Cal 4 years ago, I've been involved at First Press and Focus. Currently, I volunteer as an advisor with the high schoolers on Thursday nights. I sing in the young adult choir, and I've been living in the 242 house as well for the past 2 years as a leader in the Focus community. In November of my sophomore year, my parents called my brother and me up and notified us that our mother had tongue cancer. At first, I was completely thrown back, but my two roommates, one Christian and one not, both supported me along with the rest of the Focus community. As the surgery was approaching, I could feel the hesitation and anxiety of my father and brother, but I had a certainty that I had not felt before. Some could say that this was denial, but it felt different. I had a certainty, a reassurance from a being who's above all things. God provided a reminder, both in myself and the community around me, that I was His and that He would be there for me. While the next year was a difficult one, things were beginning to look up. However, come November of the next year, my brother and I were called up yet again on a Thursday night to be told that the cancer had returned and spread to her lungs. This time, no reassurance in my own head came, only anger at God, which was really sadness mixed with fear. God's reassurance and love instead came from the other students living in the 242 house and friends and community beyond. I remember the night that I found that out and the night after that. I walked to a friend's house and we just sat there together because I didn't know what else to do. She exhibited the calm and peace and love of God that night, and looking back on it, that was exactly what I needed. Over the next few months, as God called my mother to death and into His arms, the only thing that pulled me through was the community around me, reflecting the kingdom of God. Once my mother died, the First Press community engulfed me even more strongly. The night of my mother's death, my father had called me up after she had stopped breathing and the paramedics had revived her. He called my brother and me up because she no longer had a neural response, and he wanted to make sure that it was okay to let her die. That was probably the longest night I can remember. But I was yet again surrounded by my friends that night. They just sat there and were just with me. And that's really all you can do in something like that. Over the next few months, a variety of adults in the community also took time to be with me and talk and just do activities together. This is when I realized that the only way to not let terrible events overcome you is to run straight into God's arms. Sometimes it's only these events that can remind you who God is, and that only with Him can you feel His peace in your life. In the past 3 months, I've been going through yet another one of these events. When I was in high school, I found out that I had multiple sclerosis, and just a few months ago, I had a flare-up where my vision in my right eye completely disappeared. Over this time, the church has supported me by constantly checking up and spending time with me. Friends offer to give me rides to the grocery stores as I can't safely drive. My family has been visiting more often, not for any gain or to do any activities, but just to sit and talk with me and be. Teachers have made sure they're supporting me with anything I need. And without all of this, I would have fallen flat on my face and not gotten back up. From the perspective of someone who has never fully experienced God's love, my time here at Cal was a disaster and the worst time of my life thus far. But to me, it's been the best time of my life. Because God called me to rely on others unlike I ever had before, I've made the strongest lifelong relationships that are completely and utterly founded in love and not utility. Because He asked me to trust Him where there was nothing I could do, I felt the most okay not being in control. And finally, the one that I'm still learning and trying to understand is that God's plans are incomprehensible, so sometimes the things that happen to us aren't ever going to make sense. But that's why we have to trust God, because we are His and His alone. Thank you.